At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Kids like to move and they like to be as independent as possible, but children who have mobility impairments, equipment needs can limit their ability to get out and go. The West Virginia University Center for Excellence in Disabilities is working to change that. Jesse writes with me, how are you working to tackle this big challenge?
The funding sources just don't exist. West Virginia Medicaid does not pay for the type of equipment that is therapeutic or recreational. We have reached out to the Christopher and Diana Reeve Foundation. That grant has allowed us to buy equipment. So it just opens up a whole world.
You're also focused on making sure that children who might need equipment as they change and grow are going to be served.
What this program is going to allow them to do is have a long-term loan of these devices, and they can borrow it until they grow out of it, and then we get it out to the next family in need.
So is all of the equipment brand new?
And that's where we came up with the pay it forward concept, looking at families who have equipment, who are no longer using it, and asking them to donate that equipment.
Is there a target age group, or are there specific children who will most be served by this program?
We are looking for kids who are between 3 and 12. That's the size of equipment we have ordered. Birth to 3 program in West Virginia funds this equipment for kids who are up to 3. Once they reach that 3-year-old level, they have no funding source for this equipment. So that's the audience we have targeted because we see the most need there. One of the resources that we are connecting with now that this program has become public is the Variety program. Variety is based out of Pennsylvania, and they do give out free adapted tricycles, adapted strollers, and communication devices. But in West Virginia, they only serve a select group of counties. As we get requests, if Variety can serve them, we're going to send them there. This program is already starting to grow and impact people. So it's just super exciting on all the possibilities where this could go.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.